Jesus mighty.
If Satan wants to deal with you, he brings men into your life. If God wants to help you too, he brings men into your life. That's how it happens. Philippians 3 verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. I made a mistake many years ago, and I hope you will join me and make the same mistake. But if you don't want, no problem. I made a mistake of praying this thing. And I know some of you have prayed it. And the mistake I made is that it's recently I started reading the whole verse. Just like me and you. I always stop at that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Am I the only one that does it? If you have done it, raise your hand. Raise your hand with me. Oh, we are many. So I hardly enter the next part. Unfortunately, the next part is how the first part comes. So I will come and say, now listen, whether you know the next part or not, if God actually answers it, you will pass through the other part of the scripture. And that is what I did not know. And I will come and be crying with days of fasting and say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. Show me yourself or I die. What I need to tell you is that part of the reason people pass through what they pass for the name of Jesus is because God answered their prayer. And several times, when the answer to your prayer comes, you have forgotten that you prayed that prayer. You are the one that prayed it. You are the one that said, take everything from me and give me yourself. And he has collected your job now. You are the one that prayed it. You are the one. You prayed it. You said, Lord, your will alone be done. Your will. And suddenly your relationship that is about to enter marriage did not work again. You are almost there. 2 months to marriage, it didn't work again. You are the one that said your will or nothing. 100% your will, not even 70%. Instead of me not to do your will, it's better I don't do anything. Are you with me? So the scripture said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That's not my point today. Let's read the second part. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's analyze these two parts. And the fellowship of what? His suffering. What do you think is fellowship? Justice. Give me one. Somebody get a mic. Okay, give me one synonym of the word fellowship. Huh? Intimacy. Watch. So when you say, Lord, you know, some people come and say that worshiping God, following Jesus, prayer is about intimacy. Following Jesus is about, what is the intimacy with what in Jesus? Intimacy with what? You know what people call intimacy is crying in worship. So you feel that what it means to be intimate with Christ is just crying in worship. And then you come out of the worship and then continue living the way you are living. If they ask you, you say, we had a wonderful worship. We had intimacy. The scripture said that the fellowship, the real fellowship you are going to have, is with his sufferings. I don't know why people are running away from suffering and then they want power. I don't know why they are running away from suffering and they want to know God. There is no way to know him. The way to know him is the way he chatted. Remember the scripture we spoke about in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2. The Bible said, show me, so that we'll come back. Show me. I didn't say 10. Hey. Show me verse 2. Okay, let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Enough. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, what? Endured the cross. Now, this is what the scripture is trying, because if you go further, as I've said before, he said, consider. So this is a matter for meditation. He's trying to say, do you actually know the way your faith is uttered? Do you know? He said, in case you don't know, he said, it's by the cross. Are you getting the point? He said, do you actually know the way Jesus finished the faith? Now, because you can look at Jesus and think that the cross that he carried was, are you getting the point? The cross did not originate at Calvary. Are you seeing it? That is consummation. Calvary is not, is the end. The Calvary is the end. And we are talking in what is the word to use now? How do you say? In metaphors. Are you getting the point? We are speaking in metaphors. That Calvary is not the beginning. That's not when the cross started. If you look at the language of Jesus, even before he has gone to the cross, he said, you need to pick up your cross and follow me, what? Daily. You can't follow a man with a cross that doesn't have a cross himself. Listen to me. The labor of Satan in the last days is to hand a generation a crossless Christianity. And anytime the cross is removed, power is removed. That's what I want to show you in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. That you can't have the power of the resurrection power. There is resurrection power that makes you live above Satan. Satan will look at you, men, the people know people that have weight. Oh. It's not just an anointing. People know people that carry the real thing. Whether they like you or not, that's not important. When they need things to shift, they have to call upon you because they know you have passed through something. The weight in the spirit is palpable. You can feel it. If you are with me so far, say amen. The power of resurrection is the power that keeps you to live above sin, that keeps you to live above attacks, that keeps you above warfares, that keeps, this is the power of resurrection. Do you know why? This power of resurrection is the power that went to hell and conquered Satan, death, sin. Are you getting the point? And the scripture made us to understand that the apostles making reference to what Jesus was able to accomplish for us there. He said, even death could not hold him what? Captive. It means that, you see, Satan is hoping on death. And as I'm talking to you, one of the greatest things that happened, and to prove that death was defeated, the scripture said, the day that Jesus died, the Bible said that some people that died before begin to rise and begin to show themselves. You know why God did that? That is the greatest sign. The greatest sign of the power of God at work at any point in time is not that the cripple walks, is that the resurrection power is available. And I need to tell you that the expending of the resurrection power is always in context with the original defeat. The original things that the resurrection power defeated in the context of our Savior, in objective sense. When you also bring it to your life in subjective sense, the real test of resurrection power at work in your life are those things that Jesus defeated in objective sense. Has that power defeated it in subjective sense in your life? So the true measure of the resurrection power available in your life is traced to those things. What are the key things? What are the key things that Jesus defeated? By what means? Are you seeing it now? Jesus was the one that spoke. He said, if I be lifted up, that the prince of this world doesn't know what is coming. The power in the cross have the capacity to slay sin, slay Satan. When a man goes to the cross, listen to me. When a man goes to the cross, don't pity the person, because you will think the person is being done away with, that he is ending. That is where you actually defeated Satan. Satan knew that his greatest defeat is on the cross. And that is why, since the days of Jesus, he doesn't want anybody to go to the cross. Watch. In the day of Jesus, he was trying to get Jesus to the cross to kill him. But when he saw the defeat that he suffered, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the scripture said that if the princes of this world knew, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. When they now saw that it is by going to the cross that the ultimate power in you is unlocked. You don't know. There are certain things you call warfare that will end if you go to the cross. There are certain things you call warfare that will end if you go to the cross. You can't be gotten. Satan is still banking on the fact that you are a greedy man. Still banking on the fact that you still like women. You are a pastor, but you like women. You are a pastor. You preach holiness, but you still like women. Are you getting the point? You like money. You like money. Do you know that there are some Christians, when it comes to business, they will tell you, please, this is business. If you have ever made that statement, you are not a Christian. Or rather, you don't know what it means to be a Christian. This is business. This is business. That means your life is in compartments. I keep telling you people, that's what Satan wants the Christianity of today to become. Such a Christianity that seems as if it's differentiating every part of our life. Meanwhile, real spirituality is in the physical realm. Is it not in the way you relate with your neighbor that we know that you are a Christian? How can you say you are a Christian, you are a pastor, your fellow brother will now say, okay, so you are a Christian, you are a brother, you are part of Revival Hub. Wow, Apostle Edu. Then he now gives you money, or he now gives you contract, and they start telling story in it. You are not a Christian. Go and sit down. It is as serious as committing fornication. Because the integrity of the gospel is at stake. It's at stake. And sometimes when I see some people, they are glossing over it. It is a proof that what you received as a growth as a Christian is cantankerous. It is cancer. I hope you know cancer is a growth. Yes. Haphazard, corrupted growth. And then many things. When believers see it, their heart, it doesn't touch their heart. When you talk to them, they don't see anything big in it. They have not gone to the cross. When you go there, one of the things that the cross does to you is to create a deeper level of sensitivity to the things of the spirit. You will notice that before Satan will keep you in a perpetual place where you do things and it doesn't touch you, there is a measure of reprobacy that comes to your heart, because the last time the cross dealt with you is long ago. The cross brings sensitivity. It brings you to the point where the foreskin, the cross is the instrument. It functions like the knife of circumcision in the new covenant. It is with that cross that you circumcise the heart of a man. Suddenly, when a man of God rises up and speaks against and does something for another man of God that is God like you to fall, something about you can do that. Something about you, because the cross has walked deep into your heart that you can never stand up and think anything bad for your neighbor. But do you know pastors can come together, skip, and then slaughter, bah! And then you fall, and then the person is happy. You see, it doesn't matter what else the person say, he doesn't know the cross. I told you people that spirituality is tested in the context of the body life. We don't truly know. Are you seeing it? I keep saying it. If your sister sings better than you, what do you think in your heart? If your sister is getting an opportunity to sing and you have not gotten, what do you think? Not what you do, what do you think? That's where the cross is working, in the heart. It's after me, in the heart. Listen to me. This is Christianity. Any other thing you are doing, any other thing, and I hope you know, listen to me, I hope you know that what I'm saying now, anybody can say it. But it is now in the practice. Thank God we are all young. So hear me. If the cross has dealt with you, you can't do anything to become anointed. You can't do anything to be anointed. You can't do anything to make it in life. You can't do anything for your ministry to grow. You can't. You can't. You can't do anything. You can't do anything to rise in rank. You can't do it because the cross has worked in you. He said, the fellowship of his sufferings, And I hope you know that the administrator of this suffering in this new covenant context is the Holy Spirit. He ministers dealing to you. And because he works in subjective sense, what is suffering in your own context might not be in my own. For some people, their greatest suffering is tell them to fast 6 to 6. I need to tell you that there are people that can do 100 days fasting. Huh? Those days when we were younger, somebody paid some people to do 40 days fasting against my father's church. He said this. He said, I don't know whether he's a demonic church or my father is a prophet of doom. I don't want to tell you the impact. Is he not fasting? I need to tell you, in my own opinion. I know other people might not accept the opinion, but in my own opinion, that fasting, it had a measure of impact. Because there is a barrier we never broke. Considering the way my own father was gifted, one of the most gifted men I've seen. Me, I don't have anything. I don't know. What I know is prayer and Bible. It's prayer and Bible. One of the most gifted, but 40 days fasting. As they are doing it, they are calling Jesus' name. Is the cross. Is the cross. The cross needs to pass through your prayer point. The cross needs to pass through your plan to expand the ministry, to expand your business, your plans for relationship. There are some people, when the cross want to come into their relationship life, they be shielding it. It wants to... There are people that have successfully removed the cross from certain areas of their life. Are you seeing it? And then they come and say, I'm having intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you. Anytime I have intimacy with the Holy Spirit, he tells me the place I need to improve. What are you getting from intimacy? That you finished and you became worse. You just cried. God is tired of your tears. What he's interested in is a change. Let the cross, let it pierce deep into your heart. And I tell you, if you ever pray this prayer, it will not last 24 hours before God shows you where he is walking. You need to open up where he is walking. He said, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his what? Death. His death. Do you want the resurrection power? Death, suffering. Do you want the resurrection power? Death, suffering. Do you want the resurrection power? Death, suffering. Anthony, do you want the resurrection power? Death, suffering. Tayo, do you want the resurrection power? Death, suffering. If a man is dead, he will no more be sensitive. Sensitive to people's abuse. Sensitive to the thing that people say about you. Several times, Satan can come around you to test how sensitive. God can allow Satan to test how sensitive you are still to certain things. No matter what you say, there are some things they touch. You react. That's where you need to die. Need to die. There is a glory coming. Only men that have died can carry it. At least men that is in progressive death. The cross comes. The reason why we are saying the cross is the agent of suffering, partaking in the suffering of Christ. The intimacy, the partnership, the sharing. The cross is the agent that administers it. What of death? The cross is the agent that administers it. Don't speak about resurrection if you have not died. Don't speak about the power that comes. Jesus is only in the business of resurrecting people that has already died. And you have not died. Why are you crying for resurrection? I keep saying it. You need to ask God, how many things about my life has died? Has my temperament died?
Listen, let me tell you. There are people that have nice temperament. Somebody say nice temperament. You know, they think that nice temperament means that they are good. And they have been using it to survive around the Christian cycle. Let me tell you something. Nice temperament doesn't mean you have gone to the cross. It also means that if, including your nice temperament that came from your natural capacity, needs to go to the cross. Are you getting the point? This is a serious thing. It is as serious as a day will come in your life where it is between your calling and standing against what your parents is saying. But your nice, are you seeing it now? Your nice temperament will not allow you to stand for your calling. Your nice temperament will not allow you to stand against believers that is bringing the gospel down. You said, I'm in the office. I will not say anything in this office. I'm a believer. I carry Jesus inside. What I know is just to come and go. That somebody should not talk. That what I know is I'm a believer in my heart. And they put loud songs. Demonic songs. Filling the environment with demonic atmosphere. And when you say, I'm just born again. I'm in my heart. What we need there is an Elijah. Somebody combustible. You have to pass through the cross. The cross measures to you when to be nice and when not to be nice. That is Holy Spirit inspired. Not that I'm normally a quiet person. I don't, you know. There are people that went into ministry based on their natural capacity. So they went into ministry as a quiet person. You have not realized yourself. It is the Holy Spirit. I keep saying it. He needs to do a work. And when you came to choir, you now carry that your normal quiet self to choir. You will never see yourself emerge. You need to ask God, let the inner man, let the outer man be cracked. Let the value, let the virtue inside, let it flow out. But the outer man of the flesh has not been cracked. You need to go to the cross. You need to fellowship with the suffering. You need to come to the place of death. If not, you have the ability to do ministry with the power of the flesh. You have the ability to do ministry with the good things of the flesh. Listen to me. My siblings are here. In fact, my mother is here. I'm normally a very, very quiet person until I had an encounter. I had an encounter and I found out that quietness can't carry my destiny. There are several people. The only thing limiting you is to take people's opinion about you to the cross. Everywhere you go, they say you are a quiet pastor. Leave all these people say making noise. You are quiet. You don't want trouble. I like your kind of pastor. I like your kind of Christian. Don't mind your younger sister. You are not looking for trouble. You are very alive. It's the flesh. That thing that unbelievers and people that doesn't know Jesus and people that are carnal is praising you is a proof that you are a man of the flesh. You need to go to the cross. The cross, listen, it was Paul that was speaking in the book of Galatians. He said that the reason why these people want you to be circumcised is that they want to glory in you. That if we all come to circumcision, that even as people that are Gentiles now say that all of us should be circumcised, he said, where is the offense of the cross? He said, therefore is the offense taken away. That means there is nothing to suffer for Jesus if you are willing to conform to what people are saying. The day you said no more, you will find out that they didn't like you. What is it about my Christianity that is making carnal believers, unbelievers say, hi, I like Pastor Dave. He's such a nice pastor. Huh? One day as they are opening shrine, they will call you as pastor to come and bless it. Yahoo boys get money. You know that they call you. They come and pray for you. Say in the name of Jesus, they come and prosper. Listen to me. It is pastors that has not gone to the cross that raises members that have not gone to the cross. A day will come, you can listen, there is a revival sweeping, and a day will come, you can easily know people that has gone to the cross, because the message of the cross is very offensive. It looks as if it's hard. It is not hard. It is your flesh that is bogus. The day you begin to go to the cross and die. Now,
Now, it is people that have not gone to the cross that is offensive to. There is a point you get to, you keep going, keep dying, keep going, keep dying, keep going. You actually expect it because you have seen the fruit. Several things that used to be a struggle in your life, when the cross slays you, you will die to people's opinion. Who likes you? Who doesn't like you? Who like what you say? Who doesn't like what you say? What they, what apostle they do said? No, now, Jesus is the one that called me. You will never be able to preach the message that God sent you to preach if you are interested in what somebody said about it. Are you getting the point? Do you still know how to play that our song? Huh? I play, let me hear. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Listen to me. The glory that Jesus got, the glory he got, was a product of resurrection. We don't speak about resurrection if there is no death. Do you raise somebody that has not died? No. It means that the prerequisite, the real glory of God, is the one that the cross produced. The question you ask is what people call glory. How did it come about? What I notice is that everybody is looking for cross. How you cannot fast, how you cannot pray, how you cannot do Bible study, how you cannot suffer anything, how you can now manage your relationship with unbelievers so that you will not offend them, so that they will sow seed, so that, you know, maybe just like this one we are trying to build, so that they will have seed. My friend, keep your money. I will never need the money of somebody that is openly against the gospel. What you need is to submit to the authority of the gospel. What you need is not to give to us. Perish with your money. What do I need it for? If God wants to build this house, what, building a building is not an accomplishment. What is accomplishment is building you. Building men is what is accomplishment, not a building. The reason why Europe is where they are is that they left building men and built castles. They built castles, built cathedrals. One day, a generation rose that is empty of Christ. They have not made the cross. All they want is easy Christianity. So you come to church and take coffee, do everything that you want. When they say anything that offends you, you change your leader. They are going to the Bible and changing everything, putting pressure on the leaders of their denomination to change the templates. The ancient landmark is removed. It is because the cross went away. We will return there. I've kept saying it. The real revival is getting back to you. Need to hear a word that as soon as you are leaving, the word works in you, that the next person that sees you new will know instantly that you encounter something different. You don't need to tell somebody. As soon as the cross begins to work, you will notice that several people will no more be your friend. You come to an office, they are taking bribe. And it's the elders in the church. I was discussing something the people in my vehicle the other day. I said, our problem in Nigeria is church elders. Who are the people taking the bribe now? Who are the people sleeping with girls in campus? I hope you know they are part of, they are elders in a denomination. These politicians, who are they, Seth? Who are they? Who are they? Are they not church members? They did not encounter the cross. And if you don't encounter the cross, you don't know. One day you will have money, you don't know the reason. One day you will now become a politician, you don't know the reason. You start using it to satisfy friends and all that.
pierce through me. Do your something in me till I see what's within. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your something in me till I see what's within.
Listen, the reason why you need to hear my word is that the scripture said in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. He said that the word of God is what? Quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. He said to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. When you hear the word of God that comes like a sword, the first thing it does is to come, are you getting it? Double-edged sword. Pierce your heart. You need to know the reason why the scripture talks about your heart and needs piercings. Because the vital organs of a man's being is not outside, it's inside. The sword, this sharp knife, is looking for the vital organs inside. It needs to touch it. That's where the hidden things are. The hidden things of intent, the hidden things of thoughts. The word enters there. Because the Bible says, except the word, if except you wound us, there is no, you don't need healing until you are wounded. I prayed this prayer and I thought it was easy thing. And then all hell broke loose. After some time, when I cried out and I said, Lord, save me. He said, but you are the one that prayed this prayer. Now, what we know is this. There is a place the scripture spoke, I think in the book of 1 Peter. He said, there is a measure of suffering and things that will happen. The consequence is that the spirit of glory rests upon you. Even in ministry, if you want to know one of the major secrets, aside fasting and prayer and some other things, one of the major secrets of carrying, there is a weight, a dogger, a weight. One of the secrets of carrying it is passing through suffering, humiliation. The more you are passing through it, the scripture will say the spirit of glory will be resting upon you. He said, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God, what? Rested upon you. You have not really touched glory until you go to the cross. And I need you to know that at every layer that you are, for me, I must have passed some things that you are still handling with. But for me, there is still a ministry of the cross that I'm in need of. Even if it's somebody higher than me, there is still a ministry of the cross. That's why I hope you know that Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 is many, many years after Paul have started ministry, 30 something years, and he's still saying that I may know you and the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering, being made conformable unto your death. Are you getting it? This is many years after ministry. He is still crying. I want to experience the dimension of the work of the cross that can produce glory tabernacle in this vessel. You know, when we preach some nice gospels that make people to stay in church, you think people are in church. They are not in church. Check them on social media. You will see that they are not in church. You will find out that their real pastor is Beyonce. It's just that Beyonce doesn't have a branch of her church in Nigeria. Yes. It's true. Is when you are taking a poll of people's opinion, you will find out that it's the members of your church that put hand like this and say, let's stop church in Nigeria for 1 year. It's your members of the church. Listen to me, don't be deceived. They are paid tight. Don't be deceived with tight. Don't be deceived. They are workers. Don't be deceived. They preach on your pulpit, but their heart is far away. Do you know why? They have never encountered the cross. When a man encounters the cross and the cross has walked deep,
you will never come to a point where you are disillusioned with anything that you are passing through. Listen to me. Anything that comes, you take it as a blessing, as glory that is coming. Because if resurrection is your target, then you can never come to a point that anything can happen to you and you will think that Satan has won. Because you know that resurrection is something that is eternal. That there is something captured in resurrection that nothing in this world can defeat. Are you getting the point? That is what the apostles believed. He said, even if we die, he's able to raise us up. And if resurrection is possible, then nothing is lost. That is why Satan fights the message of resurrection. Because if you preach resurrection, you will have to preach death. Is it not true? Because without death, there can't be resurrection. And if you preach death, you have to preach the cross. Because what takes people, what ministers the death of Christ to you is what? The cross. Now come and tell me that they told me if I don't bring the bribe, they will not promote me. What do you need the extra 20,000 for? I used to ask. Sorry. Me, I have lacked. I have lacked to the point that they gave up on me. I have lacked. Abby, how much hope were they having on me in that 217 to 8? How much hope? They gave up. They gave up. They gave up. My father gave up. He's a pastor, but he gave up. But this my pastor has become totally useless. Say, Piano, I get water. Three company. Camberry, Everett, Kimetor. When I entered the spirit, that is not part of the scrolls. This boy, you are useless. I'm on you. You will have to offend people to be useful in the hand of God. You are just prolonging your journey. Suffer it now and enter into your glory. What did I say? Suffer it now and enter your glory. You don't want to suffer. You are saying, what will people say? What will people say? Some of you, there are some people, since they came to this Sabbath, came to Betterama, they left social media, they left everywhere. The reason why they left is so that people will not know where they are. They are doing it in hiding. They are hiding their process. Your process is your scar. Your scar is your glory. Why are you hiding your scar? Why are you hiding it? A day will come. The only thing that can open doors for you is the scars you bear. Why are you hiding it? Why are you ashamed? Why are you ashamed of the cross? They come and say, they said, if I don't sleep with him, he will not pass me. He will not pass me. Pass you what? Pass to where? I want to ask, people that have university study, what are they doing with it? I don't want to say this because I support education. Except you leave Nigeria, your certificate in Nigeria is almost useless. I know they are paying you where you are working. Some of you, they are paying you 200,000. They are ripping you off. They are ripping you off. 200,000 is how many dollars now? $300 per month. $300 per month is what they are paying you as a professional medical personnel. They are ripping you off. And that's what somebody, a sister said, I don't know what to do, Papa. I just have to sleep with him so that he will pass me. Scales need to fall from your eyes so that you can see the true value of things. I'm not even talking of eternal value. I'm saying in this world. In this world, several of the things you think is heavy, that if I don't do this, I will die. If I don't pass this year, I will die. If I don't marry this year, if I don't have car this year, if I don't have this, if my ministry, if I don't start ministry this year, if I don't have God, if you can't make my church to blow this year, if I don't marry this year, what's that? The people that are married are leaving their marriages. The people that got job are getting tired. They are committing suicide in Lagos. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The people that started ministry are becoming unbelievers. Where are you going? Submit to Jesus. Be dealt with. Be thorough. Be such a man that Satan can. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, but he findeth nothing. You don't know. You don't know that certain times there is a way you will preach and there is a way you will teach. The prince of this world will be searching for what he can hold you with. And if you think the prince of this world comes as a prince, say, I am the prince of this world. No, he comes as men. Men that you meet at office, men that you meet at your working place, men that you meet in church, your business place. Some of them on social media, they will come and say, why are you doing holier than thou? All the time you are preaching as if you are the only one that knows Jesus. No, it is the cross that worked on you. And you don't have any option but to present what is inside. It became offensive. Unfortunately, somebody said that truth will make you mad before it will save you. Pray for 1 minute. Say, Lord, I've stopped running. I submit to the cross. Pray for 1 minute. I stop running. I believe that there is a work of the cross that is needed in my life. The glory is about to come, but the cross needs to come first. Before the glory is the cross. Before the glory is the cross. Before the glory. Father, I ask you to behold the heart of the sincere ones here. In Jesus' name.
We believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com. With accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.